Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Angels that are sent. Listen, don't neglect that benefit. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? It's speaking in reference to angels. How do people neglect that? By words they speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when you're just speaking about stuff, you hinder spiritual activity. But when you speak to it, hello, somebody. I said, but when you speak to it, when you see a situation, don't just talk about it. People like to talk about stuff. Child, did you see it? Did you hear? Well, did you speak to it? That's a benefit that we have as covenant people. We're not here to be kicked around, thrown under the bus, you know, the least of these and all that. No, we're here for dominion. Not to dominate people, but to dominate the earth. That includes the weather. Hello? That includes sickness. That includes disease, infirmity, lack, poverty. It's getting weak in here. It includes all of that. Let us make the man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion in the earth. Outside of Eden was darkness. The enemy was already here. The fallen ones were already here. So God put a piece of heaven in the earth, called it Eden, the delightful place. Put the man in there and the woman in there and said, till the garden, right? Till the garden. What's he talking about? He's not talking about just, you know, raise vegetables. He was saying, expand the garden. This is a God principle. This is a Goshen principle. God starts with a seed. A garden called Eden. Amen. A garden in Eden. Did you catch that? A garden in Eden. Eden is the delightful place. Eden is the atmosphere of heaven. And he put a garden in there and he put the man in there. He said, now expand this. He said in Isaiah, until the whole earth is full. That's how God chooses to take over, but he chooses you and I. Yes. Amen. He would be on the same level with the devil if when the devil went to deceive Eve, he'd have stopped her. Right. God is a God of principle. Amen. He's not going to override or stop you from making choices. Amen. But tell somebody, every choice has a consequence. This is what's wrong sometimes with believers and members. They make choices that are wrong. Amen. They're not going. They won't lose their salvation, but they suffer consequence. And then understand what's wrong with this God that I'm serving. He's supposed to. No. You're experiencing consequences because the Word declares there's a spiritual law. Whatsoever man soweth. It's like gravity. It's still there. Whatever you sow, it's going to be there. Whether you sow good or sow evil, whether you sow to the spirit or you sow to the flesh, whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that sows to the flesh reaps corruption. And because judgment is not exercised speedily, people get cool in their sin, you know, okay. Until the consequences start surrounding them. And God not mad is spiritual law. Amen? The Goshen principle. God, tell us about God shuts the door. The Lord shut him in. There was judgment outside and covenant preservation inside. I sense such prophetic grace this morning. See, God is in the process of severing a people. He's going to make a distinct difference between those that are his and those that are not. Are you hearing me? See, in a group of people like this, someone, God forbid, but someone may not be saved. You can't tell. Because a lot of times they'll get up and dance too. But they danced to the beat of the nightclub last night. You know? But they're dancing, right? You can't tell. But see, that hidden covenant, God is about to make it visible. Tell me how he's going to do it. I don't know. But he's about to sever, just like he did in Egypt. He severed the land of Goshen from the land of Egypt, though Goshen was right in the heart of Egypt. Where there was darkness in Egypt, there was light in Goshen. There was judgment outside, covenant preservation inside. This is the ark is a type. It's a type of the Goshen principle. Now, if you look in scripture, and this will open up some things for many of you that study. You go through scripture, you'll find all kind of parables and everything with the same principle. Let me say in Luke chapter 18. Get that up on the screen for me, if you will. Luke chapter 18. I want to show you something because it's vitally important that you persevere. You can't be having Blue Mondays every week. You done lost all your salvation Monday morning. On the job. No confession now. Now you're not prophetic, you're pathetic. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always pray and not faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. She came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. That word while has to do with chronos. And this makes it seem light, you know, lightweight. But that judge had no intention of avenging her at all. He didn't fear God. He didn't fear man. You know he didn't fear a little widow woman that was least in the society. But look here. The widow woman started out, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow woman troubleth me, I will avenge her lest by her continual coming she weary me. What, she kept coming with the same testimony. She didn't change it up. She didn't lighten it up. At least give me a break. No, she said, avenge me of my adversary. He said, get out of my courtroom. She came back the next day. Avenge me of my adversary. She didn't change her testimony to a testimony. This is what's wrong with people. They lighten up because it doesn't happen right away. And pressure gets on them. And so they start to back up. Maybe it's not the will of God. That woman went back to that judge and said, again, avenge me of my adversary. See, there's a time when the chronos will hit the kairos. Are you? Kairos is when what has to happen will happen. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. It doesn't matter how big the adversity is. When the chronos hits the kairos, it breaks. That's what that judge said. You know, I don't fear God in that, but this woman, What was that? That was the angel. Why? She kept the testimony. Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not until it was time. See, sometimes your faith is tested like that. Will you persevere? Will you hold on? Will you stand your ground? Stop being a chocolate saint. Now, that's not a racial thing. That's a chocolate, you know, you melt in the sun. The heat melts you. No. Stand your ground. In the midst of pain, tell somebody, stand your ground. When confusion tries to hit your spirits, tell them, stand your ground. Amen. When it doesn't look good at all, tell somebody, stand your ground. Persevere. Steady as she goes. What we must discern. I mean, the Lord will send a storm, and so will the devil. We must have discernment. When Jonah disobeyed God and got on the ship, instead of going to Nineveh, he was going to Tarshish. And you read the story, it says he went down. As soon as he started disobeying God, he started going down. Went down into the ship, and he was asleep in the ship when God sent the storm. You know the story when they finally said, all right, we got to throw Jonah over. When they got rid of Jonah, the cargo Jonah, and threw him over into God's will, the storm stopped. That was a storm sent by God in relation to disobedience. It was when obedience that the storm stopped. Amen. You know, I've heard the Spirit say, be careful what you connect yourself to or who you connect to in your business, in your walk. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Sometimes you're suffering loss because you don't know the full character of your business partner or what they're doing or what they are carrying, the lack of character they have.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.